Talk is cheap, tax cuts are not, and Governor Rick Scott knows this all too well, which is why critics were so skeptical of his recent It's Your Money tax tour, during which the governor purported to be listening to the opinions of regular old citizens about what taxes they'd like to see the state cut. What's so bad about that? Well, for starters, when Scott has had legitimate opportunities to actually cut taxes in the past that would have helped people, not corporations, he's flatly ignored them. Where was Scott, for instance, when the state Senate proposed during the 2013 session that the state cut auto tag fees? He failed to support that effort. Some speculate that Scott could revive that proposal next session, but he won't commit to it. Instead, he's suggesting cuts on taxes for commercial leases and corporate taxes. He says they'd be good for the state, which might be true, but how does it help the average taxpayer? It doesn't, at least not directly, which is why Scott's listening tour was little more than lip service to make voters think he's all about their best interests. People like tax cuts, and they love politicians who promote them, even if they never truly amount to much for the average taxpayer. And Scott knows this, and the low-polling gov also knows he needs all the love he can get.